Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 4 and verse 6. In reading this, then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ. This mystery is that, through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. Do you enjoy a good mystery? As the author offers clues, anticipation grows until the book's end, the mystery is solved, and we pass it on. Today's Spirit-inspired author is the Apostle Paul. This mystery of Christ is not a mystery to remain hidden, nor beyond human comprehending. There are Bible mysteries like that, such as the truth that God is a Trinity, one God in three separate but equal persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Another example would be the conception and birth of Jesus. The Son of God came to our world as a truly human infant while continuing to be true God. We accept those profound truths by Spirit-given faith. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Paul speaks here, however, of a mystery that requires revelation but can be solved. The Old Testament held several clues. Adam and Eve heard God tell the devil, "He, the offspring of the woman, will crush your head." God told Abram, the human forefather of the Messiah, "All peoples on earth will be blessed through you." Isaiah foretold that God has laid on him, the Messiah, Jesus, the iniquity of us all. The actual event culminated in three New Testament days that included a cross, a grave, and on the third day, an empty tomb. Jesus' payment was complete and sufficient. The apostles wrote the final chapters. Through the gospel, the Gentiles, all non-Jews, are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. Though first sent to the nation of Israel, Jesus came to save all people. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Because Jesus was sent for all people, we have the certainty of our own salvation by faith in him. Additionally, we see the urgency of our mission to spread the gospel far and wide that many more may hear and believe. Who is the Savior sent for all mankind? Jesus, your Savior. Mystery solved. Pass it on. Lord, let the light of your gospel shine worldwide through me too. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.